The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Great quality food for less.
On the show, our segment called Phone Sex with a twist. But if you've got little ears in the cars, don't worry, because it's not what you think. We now have to speak to some callers and work out if they are male or female.
Exactly.
So that technically is phone sex. So on my screen now, Jenny, I presume it's the same for you. I have caller one, caller two, and caller three.
Yes.
I have no names. I have one person that's in Limerick. That's all I know. I don't know where the other two are.
No idea at all. I think we should get the sexy music on as well, just so we, you
Would you like a bit of sexy music?
I'd love a bit of sexy music.
I think you like that sexy music more than you pretend to.
More than you?
Maybe not more than me.
I do not.
I'm not sure.
Okay, because we normally get a lot of good feedback when we play the sexy music. So let's go.
It's sexy with a H. Let's go. Sexy
music.
Let's go to caller one.
Yeah, hello, caller one.
Hello. Hey, how are we getting on?
Sorry?
Hey, how are we getting on?
Not too bad, caller one. Whereabouts are you from?
From Cove and Cork,
great part of the world.
Are you speaking in your own voice there, or are you actually disguising it?
I'm trying to disguise it anyway, you know.
So I'm going to guess. I'm just going to take a wild stab in the dark here, Jenny. I don't know now, obviously, but I'm going to. I think caller one's a man.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say the same. All right, caller one, are you male?
Yeah, that's pretty bad, right? Isn't it?
To be honest, if you'd said no, I would have had concerns.
What's your name, caller one?
William.
William, can you not do a better impression of a woman than that?
I think I've done a better one there a while ago, but no, just the pressure of it.
Sorry about that, William.
Sorry, Will.
Thanks.
No problem.
Bye, William. He failed miserably, didn't he?
It can only go up from here.
He didn't even change when I said, after we knew it was a man.
Oh, yeah.
So he said, I thought I did my best. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to caller two. So the trick is, if you beat us and we get it wrong, you win the prize.
And remember now, you know, you need to change your voice, okay? You don't speak in your own voice.
All right, caller two.
Hello?
Hello, caller two. How are you this morning?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
What are you doing today? What's in for your day?
I'm just preparing for T-ball tonight.
For who?
For Trinity Ball.
For a Trinity Ball.
For the Trinity Ball. Okay. Oh, is that on tonight? Okay, brilliant.
Are you a man or a woman? I think you're a woman.
Can I ask you something? Are you disguising your voice here? Do you understand the competition or?
Yeah, I'm disguising.
Okay,
caller two, would you clear your throat for us again there? It was very convincing.
Yeah.
God, she's very manly when she does that, isn't she? Caller two, you're a woman.
I am not.
What's your name?
Aisling.
Aisling, that wasn't very good.
Quite a performance.
I just got the giggles, and I was practicing when I was on hold there and everything, and it just all fell to pieces when I went live.
Can we have a little sample of what you were practicing?
In rehearsal.
Yeah.
No, because I was going, I had this whole little plan that I would put on this kind of moany, squeaky voice, and then you'd think that I was a man putting on a woman's voice when I'm actually a woman. I was really trying to catch you out.
Why? You thought about that, yeah. Did you? You kind of backfired, didn't it?
Just a test.
Aisling, I'm so sorry that it was so obvious, but listen, have a ball tonight. I'm sure you're going to have a great weekend.
Yes, thank you, lads.
Thanks, Aisling.
Bye.
So we're unbeaten at this, Jenny.
I didn't think we'd be this good.
Let's go to caller three. Hey, caller three.
Hi, my name is Susie.
Hi, Susie. How are you today?
I'm good, Nikki, and you?
Yeah, actually have me at the minute. Right, okay, this is good. At last, right, okay.
Actually, can I just state something obvious here? Caller three has just made look like, has said, I'm Susie, so wants us to think it's a woman.
Or maybe the other way around.
Oh, mate, okay.
Susie, what part of the world are you?
I live in Limerick.
You're in Limerick?
Yes.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
I work for a medical company.
You work for have you spent some time in the United States right now?
It's like Michael Jackson. A few years.
What part of America?
New York.
Oh, I love New York. What's your favorite place in New York?
I prefer to stay around the city center.
The city center.
True, doesn't.
Yeah. Do you go to Broadway much? Would you go and see some of the shows over there?
No.
No, you wouldn't. I wouldn't think you're fine. Do you like football?
No.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to guess, Jenny.
Yeah.
I think that's a man.
Why don't we just, you know, listen, it was very convincing, though. I think it's probably our best one. I think it is.
Well, definitely our best one.
I think it is a man.
I'll leave it to you.
I'm thinking for effort, though. For proper effort.
You might be wrong.
Okay. okay, well, maybe. All right, caller three, are you a man?
Yeah, I'm a man.
You were very good, though. What is your name, Susie?
My name is Declan.
Declan, do you know Susie?
I haven't got a clue.
Declan, whereabouts are you?
I live in Limerick, but I'm in a Shannon just outside Cork.
Okay, well, listen, because you were our best attempt at today, I think we have to give you the winner prize today. So you get a choice between the Vamps and MacBusted, both at the Three Arena very shortly.
MacBusted, please.
Okay.
What would Susie do?
Susie wants to go and see the Vamps.
Listen, Declan, well done, and thanks a million for that, all right?
Thank you very much, Janine, Nikki. Thank you.
Cheers. Well done. That was fun.